You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The William Hill World Darts Championship on In Play Radio.
3,500 fans were bouncing up and down chanting the Singapore Slinger's name at the end of his astonishing deciding set victory over former world champ Mark Webster. This William Hill World Championship is Lim's 23rd world title bid, but he says his reception from the Ali Pali crowd eclipsed even that when he hit the first nine dart leg ever seen at the Worlds back in 1990.
No, there was no comparison. It's crazy tonight. I tell you, we can feel it. I mean, you see, again, like I said, sometimes with that sort of crowd behind you, some people, for some players, maybe they can take it into the wrong end, you know what I'm saying? But I tell you what, it boosts me. I felt excited about that. It was amazing. It was amazing.
This William Hill World Championship is your 23rd appearance at a World Championship, Paul, and that's got to be right up there in some of your best experiences of them, hasn't it?
I think so. I mean, like I said, I've been around for a long time. I mean, I only someone just told me that it was my 23rd one, and I couldn't believe it. I mean, like I said, it just went on. I mean, and I'm still involved with darts right now. You know, I mean, even though I'm involved a lot more in electronic darts, but still, my heart has always been, you know, when I practice at home, it's always still darts anyway. And a moment like this again makes me wish that I was 20 years old again. I really wish I was. Now I can start it all over again, you know.
You have become very successful in the electronic darts scene. You've got a massive, but you don't need to come and play. You're just doing it for the love of the game.
That's right. And that is the reason why a lot of people ask me, why are you still doing this? They find it, I mean, it's tough. It's not easy because, I mean, with what I do electronic, I do a lot of traveling, a lot of promotion, you know, all year round. But I think passion beats it all. I mean, if I don't feel motivated and excited about darts, right, I would retire. I'd rather just go golfing and fishing every day, you know. But I really do. Because and plus, with the moment like what happened tonight, it just kind of, again, give me that more years. I think that just added me another 2 years or 3 years now, you know. That's what I feel anyway.
Well, not only that, Paul, we'll be seeing in the second round of the William Hill World Championship taking on the two-time world champion Gary Anderson. I mean, that is exciting, isn't it?
I think so too. Well, I wish it wasn't him, but no. I mean, Gary, I watched Gary play the other night. I mean, Gary has, we're friends for a long time too, you know, Gary, and he's a great gentleman, you know. Like I said again, he let the dart speak for itself anyway, so I just hope that I can have a bit more, add more excitement on that night and just give him, you know, play the best I could and perform.
Well, I mean, with the 180s you were hitting tonight, with the averages you were hitting, you can give people a game. And it's only a few months ago at the World Cup of Darts that we saw you beat Gary and his Scotland team. I mean, could it happen again?
Yeah, I hope. I don't want to mention that to him now, because he might think that in the wrong way. No. It was. In fact, that was another one too. Like I said, when we beat Scotland in the first round, you know, I mean, Singapore, suddenly there was so much of media about it. It was amazing. I mean, like I said, playing for the country is a bit different. Now, this is not just playing for the country. Now, this is playing as an individual, you know. And I really want to do well, you know, up there.
There were also impressive wins for Grand Prix champ Darryl Gurney and world number 5 Mensur Suljovic, while tonight it's the turn of the 5-time world champ Raymond van Barneveld to get his campaign underway.
Hello and welcome to Tungsten Tales. My name is Mackenzie Cadman, and here we are previewing every first round game of the William Hill World Darts Championship with Macy Ace, Chris Mason. Third game on Tuesday the 19th, we see RVB Raymond van Barneveld will take on the new man, Richard North, who's shocked a few people, and he really can play darts, this guy.
Yeah, he's a bit like a Rob Cross, but a year behind.
Yeah.
I've been nothing but impressed with him this year. I've watched him play a lot of darts, a lot of Euro Tour events, which, you know, I watch online. I'm very impressed. I mean, RVB, absolute right favourite for this one, and a big favourite. But if the Barneveld that turns up with the attitude of, I don't want to be here, or I'm tired, or I don't know, it's too late or it's too early, yeah, or you know what he's like. Then North will give him dramas. North has got the game and he fears no one, respects no one.
The best way to be.
Reputation means nothing to him, and he's great when you. He's a respectful guy, but he plays you. He don't care what reputation you have or what you've won or, you know, who you've beat or how many 180s you can hit. He just gets up there and he plays you. He just plays you.
Yeah.
And there's a lot to like about him. And he's a guy that, you know, if he keeps making this progress, you know, if not next year, which wouldn't surprise me, but the year after, he potentially could do a Rob Cross.
Yeah. I think for Barney, is what, like you said, his temperament in terms of, oh, is it early enough, is it late enough, I don't want to play today, I do want to play today.
It's a Tuesday.
Yeah. For me, I'm kind of seeing in his eyes a bit like Phil was a couple of years ago, but maybe not a bit different to Phil. Has Raymond kind of had enough now? Is he slowing down? Is he coming to the point now? He's just had another grandchild.
Yeah, grandchild,
And is he coming to the point where, you know what, I've been there, I've done it now, I've seen them all. There's these new guys like Rob Cross coming. Do I need to be stood up there?
And then you frustratingly see him play in an absolute epic match and produce darts of yesteryear, which is so frustrating. I mean, he's got so much ability left. Insanely talented. Yeah. But it all seems, again, like it's all a little bit too much of a fuss. Well, you know, he was a postman, you know. Yeah, I've thought about all them guys out there, especially this time of year, posting letters from 5 o'clock in the morning. You know, that's something to be, you know, that's something to moan about.
Yeah.
You know, he's living the dream. He's financially secure. He's earned millions. Yeah. And he gets paid to do the job he loves. I don't understand, you know, what's there to be negative about. You know, if he was a guy like, you know, I had plenty, you know, I should have won one, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. It didn't happen for me. I got plenty to whinge about.
Mm.
You know, he's a five-time world champion. He's a Premier League champion. He's a, you know, he's a multiple major winner.
Mm.
And it's just frustrating to see him up there like it's all too much fuss.
Yeah.
But ultimately, he'll accept his Premier League place next year because he likes a pound note.
Yeah.
And then moan his way all the way through that as well, unless he wins. Yeah. You know, he's a singer when he's a winner. But what a talent. You know, if he's on his game, you know, he's another guy, even at this stage of his career, who's a potential winner. If MVG slips up or he has an off day or he picks up that gout returns in his foot, you know, which we've seen him pull out of the event. I can't remember which one it was, but he pulled out. It was a World Series event.
Ah, yeah.
He played that one game and then pulled out in the second round.
Yeah.
You know, Barnard's a potential winner. You know, so I have no doubt about it. He has to make sure he's on it in this match.
And in terms of MVG as well, one of the only players, I'm not saying he fears him, but one of the only players that MVG knows that can turn up and actually do
turn him over
is Barney.
Yes.
I mean, he's done it before.
Done it in the Grand Slam.
He's done it as many times as he wants.
Yeah, he's done it multiple times.
It's going to be interesting.
And that respect is there. There's a massive amount of respect.
Exactly.
And I don't think that respect is there with Taylor anymore.
Yeah.
But the one player you do mention that can pull it off against MVG is RVB.
Yeah. So, Chris, you're going to be having a bet on this one?
I don't think there's going to be any value, but Barneveld's going to be a big favourite. I think we'll have a look at the draw later and see what his bracket's like. I think he might be worth a punt to potentially go deep. But if he turns up with the attitude of he's just going to walk this match, Richard North will give him problems.
Let's see whether the old postman RVB can deliver and get into the second round. Second game on Tuesday the 19th, we see John, Rocking John Henderson, take on Marco Cantelli, which, for me, you know quite a lot about. I haven't seen him, and maybe that's my age, I'm not sure.
I remember him back from the BDO days, you know, even when I was playing, he was about, a decent player. Another one, he's not a full-time professional. But, you know, very capable on his day. You would have to think that Big John would have a little bit too much for him. He's thrown some really good stuff at the minute, Hendo. Looks dangerous, looks comfortable. Looks back to that form where he hit all those 180s in that first round match in Lakeside many moons ago. And, you know, all kicked off with beating MVG at the World Grand Prix.
He played very well in that game. And
very well.
It was a shock to everyone, to be honest. And he went quite deep into that tournament. And, you know, if he could, even though it was Dublin and anyone could win Dublin, the fact that he took out MVG, who was favourite for the tournament, is a big thing. Now, he goes and he plays Marco. He's into the second round. Let's say he gets another easy draw. And he gets into da-da-da. And he keeps on going. And he could, under the radar, sneak through.
Yeah, I think... I think the problem for him is I think he's a better player in a short race.
Yeah.
He's a big lad, and it's roasting on that Ali Pali stage. And I think if he does manage to find himself going deep in the tournament, I just think the heat would get to him too much because he does boil up. And as I say, he's a big lad, and it's super hot up there. And that's, for me, that's the only reason that sort of holds him back. He's a great scorer.
Mm.
He's got a great attitude. He's got plenty of ball. Takes out big scores.
Yeah.
You know, every attribute you need to sort of go deep in these tournaments he has, which is, you know, from time to time he does have runs in tournaments. And, you know, he won plenty of tournaments in his days in the BDO. Yeah, I mean, I expect him to come through this match. Do I expect him to go sort of super deep in the tournament? No, I just think if he had a real buzzing evening match with a big crowd in over a long race, I think he would do well early, and then I just think he would fade.
Yeah. So if I was to push you for a bet, can you bet on this one? Would you put a few pounds on?
Yeah, I'd probably go for a risky 3-0 on Hendo.
Alexander Oreshkin plays prelim game against Kevin Munch. The winner plays Adrian Lewis. It's going to be an interesting trial to see what happens. We've seen Oreshkin a few times. Kevin Munch had a good year a few years back. It'll be a good game to watch, really.
Yeah, it will be. I think it's going to be fairly even. It's, for me, it's a coin flip. Oreshkin with his, you know, he's quite a strange looking dude. Got the ponies. He's different, and he can play, but so can Munch. But ultimately, they're going to come up against what looks like a rejuvenated Adrian Lewis. Hopefully, by then he has been using the Barneveld darts because he loves the grip of them and the way they feel in his hand and the way they fly. And I know that I'm not sure if they're going to be here in time from China, but Target were meant to be having some made for him sort of overnight to get them to him quickly. But irrelevant, he'll just go back to using the Barneveld ones, which for me looks as comfortable as I've seen him look, you know, probably aside from match play, probably in the whole year.
Yeah, I think in terms of the Kevin Munch Oreshkin game, there was a lot of Germans at Ali Pali last year. I think Kevin Munch will have the fans behind him. It's going to be interesting to see how that pans out. But as soon as it comes through to Adrian on the last game, I can't see Adrian losing. Like you said, with his new darts, he looks so happy. He actually looked happy.
Yeah.
For a long time, I haven't seen him smile on the stage.
No.
He really reacted when he was doing well. He loved it. Even though he got beat by Rob Cross, he's one of these guys, again, confidence. If his confidence is up sky high and he's banging that treble with his first dart, you're going to see 180s. You're going
to
see.
Yeah, he said when I spoke to him at the Players' Championship, he said, every time I walk past the dartboard and I see him, I want to pick him up and throw with him. And that's what happens. When sometimes you just get that period where you pick up a set of darts and for whatever reason they just feel perfect in your hand and you can't put them down because it's exciting. You know, as a dart player, when you get that sudden sort of burst of enjoyment, you think, oh my God, I just want to keep doing it.
Yeah.
And he does look rejuvenated. He's happy. The back's held up perfect. Everything's perfect at home now, the baby, everything's sorted. And it's just everything's dropping into place at the right time, and I expect Adrian to have a bit of a run at the Worlds.
Yeah. He's seventh in the world at the moment. Like I said, he hasn't had the best year this year, but we've seen glimpses of Adrian Lewis, and that's what we need to keep on seeing. The fact that he hasn't gone off the rails totally, he can still throw a dart, as you can see. He's changed his darts, he feels amazing, and he's happy now. So why couldn't he win another World Championship?
He will, I think, but definitely not this year. I think that school come a little bit too quick. You know, we've seen against Rob Cross early on. Rob Cross weren't really sort of blitzing him in terms of averages, but he still found himself a long way behind. And then he showed some character where we haven't really seen a lot of that from Adrian of late. You know, and there was a couple of key moments that if he'd have took those chances, it could have been a tighter game. And then we might have seen Rob, you know, rattled a little bit. I mean, he was rattled enough. There was a couple of shots. I think Adrian had one at a ball and then a combination of 65, which he didn't quite take out. But, yeah, I expect... I think the World Championships will be the start of Adrian's Lewis's year. I think if he has a good World Championship, I mean, he's going to find himself, I think, outside the top 16 in the world next year, which means he's going to have to play in the Euro Tour qualifiers and other types of qualifiers, but I don't think he'll be there long. I think, you know, the UK Opens won't be far off from there. I presume he'll make the the event at Milton Keynes. Again, for him, it's just board time. That's what he needs. Not sure if they're going to put him in the Premier League. He's another one. Do you put him and Wayne in?
Interesting.
You know, do you put Chizzy in? How are they going to go with it? Going to put Barneveld in, we know, because of the TV deal.
Yeah,
and his popularity, which is fair enough.
It's very much like you've said a couple of times in the last few episodes in terms of the fact that the Deadwood. Now, there's so many players breaking through. You Rob Crosses, you Gowin Prices, Carl Andersons, who, you know, on their day can beat all those players.
Well, they put Kim Ivoritz, Yella Klassen, and
We've seen a few names.
Yeah, they put them in so that we do know they. And you've got to remember, we've got no Phil Taylor next year.
Nope.
James Wade's form's gone. Adrian Lewis's form is
no
ranking
Robert
is
Thornton
gone.
Either, is
no
it?
Robert Thornton. Chizzy's another one. It's undecided whether they'll go with him. Mm. All we do know at the moment is your
solid four, really.
Yeah, your Peter Wright, your MVG,
Gary Anderson.
And Peter Wright.
Yeah.
Outside of them four, for me, you have to put Rob Cross in.
Yeah.
You know, but it's
Gurney is there as well.
Exactly. It's a big tournament. Adrian Lewis knows if he goes deep, he'll get that Premier League spot back.
Yeah.
Which for him would be massive at the moment, just to get that board time. But barriering doesn't reward mediocrity.
So can I push you for Kevin Munch and Adrian Lewis?
Yeah.
And Adrian Lewis to get through to the second round.
Definitely.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.